Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, which aren't very many. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really good to be with you. Now, we're looking at a situation here where we as Americans have been completely betrayed from within and from without. And we're going to look at a number of segments today that explore how we've been betrayed and by whom. First you need to be able to separate your friends from your enemies. And really the key to successful life is doing that. Choosing a marriage partner is like that. Is this person's going to remain my friend through life? Or do I have to worry about their betrayal? And we see the same thing with friends. You're okay as long as you're convenient and useful. True relationships are rare. And we should be applying the lessons from our personal lives and our interpersonal challenges and rewards to what we have as a nation. And you, as an American, have been betrayed from within and without. And we're going to look at both today. And we're going to start with the subject of Zionism. First, the repetitive disclaimer. I am not anti-Semitic. I believe Jewish people have the right to practice their religion, Judaism, within the United States, certainly within their own country. I'm not opposed to Jewish people. I was abhorred, still am, by the Holocaust. As a young history teacher, I used to have survivors of the Holocaust come from retirement community in Sun City, speak to our classes, very forceful, very powerful. But I am not a secondary citizen to Israel. My religion is not subservient to the Jewish religion. They're separate and apart. The second covenant, Jesus Christ, changes that. My religion is for me. I don't sit in judgment of anybody else, but I will not be dominated and I will not have my faith compromised, nor will I tolerate the sovereignty of my country being compromised. And it is by the Zionist forces led by Benjamin Netanyahu. We're going to go through it right here on the Common Sense Show. And I don't care who it makes angry because I'm commanded to speak the truth. And this is the truth as best as I can see it. We are brought to you by a tremendous set of products that gave me my life back. And some of the Zionists whose their by their emails are coming out. Have you seen some of the we should probably call him Einstein to avoid the trap of saying the name of the PDF files, right? But you've seen some of those emails from him? The Goyim are here to serve us. See, this is what I'm opposed to. This is what I'm not a very good secondary citizen. So I'm in good health. Some people wished I wasn't. And I'm in good health because I recovered from strep lung linings at my so-called advanced age, too old to heal. Yeah, the NanoSoma liquid spray. The first part of this product set is Immune System Builder Deluxe. Doesn't cure anything, but it's restorative and preventative. And then there's the gel. Rub on your joints, inflammation, pain. Well, you have a choice. Took me 6 weeks to really notice a big improvement in my joint, as I say, freedom from pain and range of mobility. In 8 weeks, I felt like there's almost nothing I can't do. And then, of course, there's the skin cream. And you saw me treat a cut that needed stitches, didn't need it when I treated this for about 10 days, wrapped it up. The stuff is great. And I really recommend everyone in America get on these products. There's emergency kits being sold right now on the internet. I don't think those are a bad idea. I actually think they're a good idea. This is a better idea. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, it may have already happened by the time you hear this, but war with Iran is imminent. I'm reading breaking reports out of Europe, not our media, that the Strait of Hormuz has been closed by Iran. That won't stay that way for long. But the war has started, and who are we fighting the war for? Not for us. We can stop Iran anytime from getting nuclear weapons. That's not what this is about. This is about regime change, takeover for the benefit of Israel. And eventually we'll probably culminate with American boots on the ground. I pray that doesn't happen. And I also command America, stand down. Do not become Israel's boots on the ground. But we're now involved in a war. Can we even afford this? We can't feed our homeless, but we can feed the Israeli war machine $4 billion a year. It's betrayal of an ally, using America. It's bad enough that they get universal health care for free. They get free college, and we're screwed on both ends, and we're sending them $4 billion a year. Can someone explain the logic? Oh, that's anti-Semitic. No, it's called financial practicality. And who's number one? Is it America or Israel? No, that's just the first faux pas. And then, of course, as I said, the emails that have surfaced from Einstein, not Albert, the euphemism for the current character who's probably still alive. The Goyim are here to serve. No, we're not. We're here to partner with you, not to serve you. And as I mentioned, the $4 billion, and then the taking over of a once trusted organization, TPUSA, and then compiling lists on Americans. Yes, they are. Andrew Colvin goes on, Jesse Waters. Oh, we got 275,000 people in the vicinity of State Farm during the memorial. Isn't that wonderful? And our partner, and I trace the partner, it's an Israeli company. They're geofencing you. Hello? They're geofencing you. Why? Whenever lists are compiled in history by governments, bad things happen. There's no reason for them to be geofencing, and it's happening now in churches. There's no reason for that whatsoever. None. Zero. And then we have our compromise politicians, spearheaded by Ted Cruz. You know, I don't usually bring spouses into things. They're kind of like innocent bystanders. They tolerate the nonsense they marry. But Ted's wife, because it's going to paint the picture of the family portrait and their loyalties. She's CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. Well, they're not about America first. They're about the globe first. And she was an executive at, I think might still be at Goldman Sachs. Same MO as CFR. Then we bring in Ted. Okay. Israel number one. America number two. Genesis 12:3. No, sorry, Ted. If you believe in Jesus, that's the second covenant. If you believe in what the Zionists are selling, that it's our duty to serve God's chosen people, no, then you're ignoring the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the promise of Jesus Christ. The second covenant's in effect for Christians because the first covenant with Abraham and God was broken. Simple. Who does Ted Cruz serve? It certainly isn't Jesus. Don't call yourself a Christian, Ted, if you're going to give me the nonsensical bastardization of the Bible that you are. But see, he's not alone. Because over 90% of the House and Senate take donations from AIPAC, the only unregistered foreign lobbying group in America. They don't even have to register. Talk about special privilege. This goes right along with the $4 billion a year on their terms. It should be illegal, as I keep saying constantly, to take money if you're a politician from any foreign interest, actually, for that matter, from any corporate interest. Do you represent the corporations or and foreign nations, or do you represent the American people? American people, have you figured out you are in last place? Because as long as we allow our politicians to be bought and paid for like a bunch of prostitutes, you're going to continue to be in last place. Your kids, America, or your grandkids, depending on your age, have no chance of owning a home because they've let illicit practices from private equity firms like BlackRock and Blackstone buy them up, elevate the price, limit home ownership. Now we turn them into rentals and we have generational profit. Yeah, exactly. And who's behind a lot of this? Zionists. Who's behind the takeover of TPUSA, making a TPUSA 2.0? Zionists. Oh, and who comes to their defense? Ben Shapiro. Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens should be deplatformed. They should be banned. Why? Because they don't serve the same master you do, Ben. And he was the lead speaker at AmFest. Case closed. And then we've got, this is just amazing. The Somalia fraud. Not my judgment. I didn't find this evidence. Israeli journalists did. I haven't read anything since I read the two accounts early on. Nine of the $15 billion, 9 billion of the $15 billion have gone to Somaliland for development to relocate the Palestinians. But not bad enough that you tried to exterminate them. Now you're going to relocate the survivors. And you've got forts in that area. We've covered that in detail. And we allowed this fraud to go on from 5 years of first discovery to where we finally said, hey, but can you tell me who of prominence other than the foot soldiers have gone to jail? Waltz knew, Mayor Fry of Minneapolis knew, Melissa, Speaker of the House Horseman knew. Oh, that's right. She got murdered the week after she said we should be investigating this. Yeah. And who got the lion's share of the money? Two-thirds of the money, according to the reports out of Israel, that would be, yeah, exactly. Your tax dollars, your federal tax dollars that should have gone to kids with special needs, kids who needed meals, fraudulently taken by the Zionists on behalf of Israel for their political purpose. America, you've been colonized and you've got collaborators. Ted Cruz, Chuck Schumer are the two shining examples. Oh, I'll come back today with some solutions, but I think you ought to know. Now, what do I want from Israel? Stay the hell out of our politics. This is why we have ambassadors. We have diplomats to speak to your people and you to us. You don't need to be buying our politicians like a cheap street walking whore. You don't need to be taking over our institutions designed to promote American values with the youth and then twisting it for your purpose. We don't want your infiltration. We don't want your espionage. We don't want you spying and compiling lists on American citizens. We have diplomats to work with you. And I have said, I favor an alliance with Israel. It's beneficial to us if done on the right terms, not their terms. But the biggest offense I have is bastardizing my beliefs as a Christian and trying to make those beliefs of the Second Covenant and Jesus Christ subservient to your political desires. Oh, I'm sure I'm going to get comments. I think most of them are probably going to be favorable because make no mistake about it. I am Christian first. Jesus is my Lord, not that first covenant that was canceled. Look forward to hearing from you. Hey, check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Had a lot of new entries up there. You want to check out some of the things that you don't get to see? Oh, did we have an interesting report on Arizona government? And we export our corruption from my state. Oh, we're corrupt as corrupt can be. I've had this said to me a lot by people from Milwaukee, from Philadelphia, from Atlanta. Dave, you guys keep exporting your criminality. You give our people the ideas. I know. I know. We in California and New York, we're the home of corruption. Boy, is that a good one. That's over on the commonsenseshow.tv. And also, too, you should sign up for our newsletter, multiple publications a day. We put most of them up there, and they'll come to you in one email. So all you got to do is just open up one email, and there you have most of what we do. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And you can help us with that. We're not getting shared very often these days. Please share for us. Hype us. We do appreciate that. If you've not subscribed to our social media, please do so. We really welcome your participation, your insight. Just a quick word about a previous segment that I ran yesterday. Some people took me to task, and that's okay, because I said, I'll support Israel and our relationship with Israel. I don't support Zionists, particularly Christian Zionists. America first, And in my book, Christianity First, don't ask me to subjugate my religion for Israel's political whims. Well, some people said, oh, Dave, you're a traitor if you want to have a relationship with Israel. No, that's not accurate. We have diplomats for those reasons. We don't need AIPAC. Okay? We do not need the bribing of our politicians, which is clearly going on with their campaign donations. We don't need them taking over our institutions. We don't need them geofencing Christians. And that's exactly what they're doing. Now, I think I was pretty clear. I don't see how that's not America First. But to each his own, you'll hear what you want to hear when you listen to a presentation. But I wanted to clear that point up. I am Christian first. As far as nations go, I'm America first, American values, the Constitution, and everybody else is subservient to my view, although I am tolerant of people's personal preferences. So you want to have a different religion from me? Fine. You have the right to equally practice it. Don't impose your values on me. All right. What we're going to look at here is the seven ways that our country is allowing the Chi-Coms to take us over. It's a slow burn process, which is very much out of the Sun Tzu book, The Art of War. And it's very disturbing. And I've done shows on this and they're not taking hold. People understand the threat of taking out Charlie Kirk and what that means. Okay. I think America is starting to understand that pretty clearly and in big numbers. But people aren't understanding the threat that the communist Chinese pose. And if they ever get their hands on this country and take it over, it will make previous purges and Holocausts look like child's play because they have declared it. Their public officials have stated it. I did the Weifang expose in 2017. Oh, Dave, that's fake, until about 10 other people had the same documents. Yeah. This particular presentation, I hope, will wake up more people. And you need to realize that we need to push our government towards, you draw the line with China, they cross the line, there's got to be consequences. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. First Bank has already failed, and we're already hearing stories about people not being able to recover their money. Oh, they eventually will. Now, if 100 banks fail, a lot of people aren't getting their money because the FDIC doesn't have the funds. With SVB Bank, remember that over in the Bay Area? Remember how long it took? 2 years for some of these people to get their money. Meanwhile, you got bills to pay. I heard stories about parents not being able to help fund their college education for their kids. Couldn't make car payments. Cars repossessed. Why would you trust the majority of your finances with crooked banks? And they are all crooked. And I'm talking the big five. At the top of the list, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Limit your exposure to these kinds of banks. The way you do it, gold, silver. Gold's been the universal currency forever, always will be. The rich don't store their cash in the bank. They keep operating capital as you should. And by the way, because of Dodd-Frank 2010, if your retirement's associated with the bank, they can snatch it anytime they want. So if they're in distress, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do with your savings account? Noble Gold gives you options and they will not even push you. They just give you information. How do I know? I've been an advertiser for almost a decade. I've been a customer for almost 9 years. I know. Call 877-646-5347. Disclaimer, the federal government wants me to tell you that any investment you do carries an inherent risk. Let's see, a failing dollar, rising gold. Okay, there's your risk. They should hang that sign over every bank in America, but we've done our due diligence here. And also, too, for qualifying account conversions, 10 1 ounce silver coin, just a way of saying thank you. 877-646-5347. All right, let's start off with a real obvious one. I had on twice, not once. I brought him back for effect. In fact, the agent called me and said, Dave, that was such a good interview. Would you like to have Casey Fleming back on? I said, oh, you bet. Let's see. He's a consultant to the FBI, to the White House, to the SEC. And one of his first statements, we have 200,000 Special Forces Chinese hiding in safe houses in this country. And we see evidence, and I showed it visually, when I showed Chinese men, no women, no kids, all military age, all standing upright at rest, their backpacks at their right foot. Yeah, military. And they were giving papers to the Border Patrol. Since when do illegal aliens have papers? Never. But these people did. They were brought in by the previous administration. And this has been going on even before this previous administration. And they're waiting for the signal. Those are Casey Fleming's words, not Dave Hodges. I happen to agree with him. And Casey notices, Dave, I know you've been writing for this stuff of almost 15 years. Yeah, I know the Chinese have a long-term goal of taking over this country. It's a huge threat, but some people want to deny it because you don't see them standing at the crosswalk when you're getting ready to cross the street. You don't see them in the restaurant. Or you might see them when they're dressed in suits or casual clothing, or they're working out in your gym. I've had people in Phoenix, in fact, the Paradise Valley area near the old Paradise Valley Mall, send me photos, which I published. Chinese safe houses, military age people, and they're there, then they rotate out. New ones come in, they rotate out. Same apartment building with people living nearby that see it. It's a threat. Number two, why would we even allow Chinese to come into our country with agro-terrorism? So we had three instances of Chinese students at the University of Michigan coming in with products that if it got into our ag system on our farms, it could destroy our crop yield. Do you think that might be a little bit of a problem for America? Do you think some Americans would have problems? We already have right now a quarter of our population is food insufficient. That basically means they're not getting the calories they need and there's health effects. What do you think would happen if this would have been successful? Not once, not twice, but three times it happened. And President Trump, on the third part here, I want to bring in, is allowing 600,000 Chinese students to come into America. And by the way, when they leave China, they sign a pledge to stay loyal to the CCP, and they often act as spies, and they've been caught over and over and over. I first learned about this through a contact at Western Kentucky University with a former professor there through my news director at the time, Andy DeRiso. And he said, Dave, I think we need to do a show on this. And I said, Annie, tell me about it. And I said, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding. Would this person actually come on the air and talk about it? Yeah. Houses holding 20 Chinese men, training like military people in the backyard, Western Kentucky University. And I'm trying to think of the year on this. I'm gonna say it was like 2010. So that was 16 years ago. It's a problem. And then we also have the farmland acquisitions. Why are we allowing a foreign adversary, people who are sworn to destroy the United States and the people in it, why are we allowing them to buy up a valuable resource called farmland, and especially adjacent to military bases, particularly Air Force bases? And then add to the farmland, you got the solar panel farms that they control through subsidiary shell corporations that we've done stories on this. Well, there's a little weapon that came out of North Korea, and I'm not going to go into great detail on this one because I've described it recently, but it's a localized EMP that can bring down planes up to about 20,000, 25,000 feet. And they can focus on a singular plane or a batch. Do you think if we were ever invaded through our southern border, say like a traditional movie-based Red Dawn invasion, that knocking our planes out of the sky on takeoff could be a priority? And eventually they'd be taken out. But how much damage would they do? How much would that limit our defense? This is a national security threat. It's a food threat and it's a military threat. Yet we continue to allow it to happen. I'll give you an example. Our traitorous governor here in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, took a $400,000 bribe to change healthcare provisions for one company that made the donation. That's public information, people, but no one will prosecute her. It's just like TPUSA and their finances. It's all in the public, but no one will prosecute them. But she vetoed legislation that was actually dual party legislation. Yeah. To not have Chinese-owned farmland, particularly next to military bases. Oh, I don't see the threat, she said while she vetoed the bill. That's called treason, and she's not alone. This is incredible, isn't it? And then, of course, we've got our politicians that are on the take. Oh, who would some of those be? I'll just mention a couple. Mark Kelly, our senator here in Arizona, should be a hero, astronaut, fighter pilot. I mean, I want to salute guys like this. Thank you for defending me and keeping our country safe, risking your life in doing so. But that's not what he does. He's China first. We don't have to worry about Zionism with him. It's China with him. 20 million a year. Yeah, Mitch McConnell. His in-laws married a much younger woman. Gee, sounds like another honeypot, doesn't it? And her parents control the six major ports in China. And he gets over 25 million a year. Now he's got Joe Biden disease now and probably doesn't even know what room he's in. Can't walk down a flight of stairs, but he's sure taken in the money from a foreign adversary sworn to our destruction. And we tolerate this. Trump at least has tried to straighten out the balance of trade, but he gets resistance from within Congress. The only reason a congressional person would oppose Donald Trump in limiting exports-import balance with China would because they're on the take. Oh, it can be as simple and as honest as campaign donations, which is another reason why I say no foreign campaign donations from anybody. But we don't. And we just continue down this path of self-destruction from greedy politicians that are on the take. I just can't even believe this is happening. But this treason stretches right to the top of our military. General Milley, remember Milley Vanilli Willie, congressional testimony in which he and Biden oversaw the most disastrous military event in American history that wasn't a surprise attack. And you know what that was? The withdrawal from Afghanistan and the death of 13 American service people. And then he got into the discussion. And here he should have been defending his incompetence, and he didn't. In this Senate hearing, he said, well, if we're going to go to war with China, I'd have to notify my Chinese counterpart. Now, how many tens of thousands of lives would that cost, Milli Vanilli? That's treason. You know, we make all this noise. You got Mark Kelly, the guy on the Chinese payroll. He makes treasonous and insurrectionist statements. Don't obey your commanding officers, right? Oh, we might bring him in and we're going to have to strip him of his rank and take away his retirement. And jack squat doesn't happen. And Milli Vanilli on national television makes a treasonous statement like he did with notifying his Chinese counterpart in a time of war, and he isn't court-martialed? Can someone, I tell you, my dad is rolling over in his grave, and we tolerate this crap. Bad enough we have Zionism. What do we call this? Chi-commism? I think it's a good name. We'll coin that, Chi-commism. We're being taken over, people, and you're paying for it with your tax dollars. Have you had enough? Well, stick with us through the day because we're going to be talking about some of the things we need to be doing. Well, we're on the path of betrayal in our several segments we're doing today. And we have been sold out. We've been sold out from within and from without. We have talked about Zionism and our complicit Congress. We've talked about Chi-commism and our complicit Congress in all this. And even state officials like the governor of Arizona, she's on board with the communist threat. And in this particular segment, we're going to be talking about the fifth column. What's the fifth column? Well, it's a combination of things. And ladies and gentlemen, I can't stress to you that either I'm just wholly paranoid delusional and I need to be on calming medication, or we're being sold out in multiple angles. You know what I really am thinking about here is if we weren't being sold out by Zionist interests, $4 billion a year to Israel. If we weren't being sold out by the Chi-coms, the trade imbalance, all the nonsense that we allow China to get away with, the copyright infringements, buying up farmland as national security threat to our food supply and also to our national defense. I go on and on, but the thing is we didn't have to fund all this. And what I'm going to be talking about here in this segment, this nation would be wealthier than all the rest of the nations of the world combined. But you're working yourselves to the bone to promote interests that are not America first. And they're certainly not Christian. And this should piss you off. But I think most people are, one, they're mostly unaware. And awareness comes in degrees. And I say mostly unaware. But also, too, people feel a sense of foreboding and learned helplessness that was nothing we can do about it. And I don't agree. Because if I agreed, I'd be out right now, chipping and putting and practicing my golf game, which, by the way, I'm playing later today. But before I go meet my inevitable fate of humility, we're going to talk about the fifth column. We are brought to you by this product here from BioTrust, GLP-1. This is absolutely an incredible product. Weight loss is yours. And all you got to do to see the research, you're going to go, holy crap. Go read it at trimwithdave.com. And while you're there, you'll discover, oh, they're giving me 44% off. Oh, they're giving me what? Oh, my, they can't be true. 60-day money back guarantee. I already know if I'm losing weight. And all the research, it's there. Weight loss is within your reach without messy needles and side effects. It's all right here. Trimwithdave.com. Okay, the fifth column. There's not enough time for me to cover all of it. Let me just remind you how pervasive this is. We had Aurora, Denver, and Colorado state officials deny the TDA was taking over apartment buildings on or around Colfax Avenue in Aurora and East Denver. It was true. And we had Jablonski, the Aurora City Councilwoman, sound the alarm. Oh, she's crazy. She's a Looney Tune. And she was kind of like the Candace Owens of Colorado at that time. But here's the problem. She was right. And I got family in Colorado. I grew up in Aurora. So I get the firsthand reports. Mobilizations of TDA in a local Walmart parking lot. And the Aurora police just ignored it. Would you call this infiltration? And treason by local and state officials? And where was the federal government? It's still going on, by the way. Well, the federal government did bust in Commerce City, which is the north end of Denver, suburb, industrial area, a nightclub, TDA nightclub. Yeah, MS-13 people were there. The TDA was there. Trundiagua, in case you're wondering what TDA stands for, the gang that Maduro was helping to sponsor. And then in Colorado Springs, the disturbing thing happened. This was actually on Colorado Springs TV until they purged it. this is amazing. A nightclub, same MO as Commerce City, but who is providing security? Non-coms from nearby Fort Carson. Does this speak to the infiltration level that we're going through by fifth column forces? Who's going to defend us? Then, of course, you ever see the movie The Americans? By the way, the Russian infiltration in the 80s with sleeper cells. They started doing that in the 60s. And it was the story of a couple, based on a true story, by the way. They came here and they had American kids. They were a couple that were agents that were brought together. So they had kids. They were American. And the kids, they wanted to grow up to work in the American government, like in the State Department. And you wonder where some of these flaming liberals come from in our government. I just told you. This was part of the Russian infiltration plan described by people, Russian defectors like Golitsyn. Well, we have them. But we also have them in our state government. Remember Hochul, right? And her little friend she appointed ended up being a communist spy. Remember communist Chinese spy? All kinds of financial improprieties. Do you recall that last year? We have Russian second and third generation spies that are now American citizens because we didn't catch them all. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Then we have Antifa and its influence with the funding of Singham and Alex Soros to promote insurrection on our streets, attack off police officers, federal officers. Then we have the college professors. Communism is good. Capitalism is bad. You're evil if you're a capitalist. And then they get you to major in things that don't produce income. meaningless degrees, underwater basket weaving to go with the philosophy that they're doing. The colleges, what is that old saying that my friend, the late Paul Martin, used to say? You can't send a kid to Caesar and not make him a Roman. And that's what happens when a lot of these kids go to state-sponsored schools that embrace these kinds of ideologies. And then, of course, you have the weaponized immigration. Not everyone that comes here illegally without papers want to just fit into America, live the American dream, have their kids grow up to be productive citizens, fit in. And that's a lot of them, yeah. I don't have animosity. I think they should come in the right way, but they were invited in by people like the Biden administration. That's why I hold them less blameless. Oh, that's going to piss a lot of people off. But if someone says, hey, you can come to our country, and that's the head of state, would you believe them? But anyway, I'm not making that argument that they should all be legal. That's a separate issue here. But I'll say this. Those people aren't a threat to your national security. You don't have to go worry about getting on a city bus and an IED goes off. You're soon going to have to worry about that with these fifth columns. Do you think school shootings are bad now? I only see this problem getting worse with all these. It's amazing. And what does all this add up to? It's a Bolshevik revolution designed to promote civil insurrection, designed to end up in a civil war, weaken America, so we're primed for the takeover. I mean, this is classic Bolshevism. I don't know. Did you ever pay attention in your history class? Or if you're in college, did you ever take a political science class and learn about these ideologies or even a sociology class? We are under threat from fifth column forces. And our government knows they're here. And in fact, with the geofencing technology that we know exists, courtesy of Teep USA and their Israeli sponsor, we can find them. Why aren't we? I think we should be asking that question, don't you? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. America has no friends. We are on our own. In fact, not only are we on our own, we've talked about what some of our own are about. The traitors that reside in Congress, treasonous corporations, treasonous leaders, treasonous state governments. And we've talked about the foreign influences, the fifth column forces that are here. We have no friends. Sometimes you can face a problem and you can win, but you have to understand who the enemy is. And the enemy, unfortunately, right now is everybody but us. And then we have to worry about some of us. And we're going to get into that right here on the Common Sense Show, where we're going to talk about who should be our friend, should be our best friend. We should have internal cooperation. We should have great relationships with them, but we don't. We're taken advantage of. We're used like an old stuffed toy ready to throw out. We're going to tell you all about it right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. But speaking of trust, I met a gentleman named Joe Lombardi and gotten to know him and people in his company, and they're the best to deal with. They're in the financial business. Joe used to be a top Wall Street broker. He was as good as there gets. His company has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And not only that, his company is loved. He's never lost a dime for a customer. Now he's moved into a relatively new venture. It stems from IRS code 7702, and not many people know how to do this for their clients. Joe does. It's a way that you plan for things like end-of-life care, health insurance, but also generating income and not paying very much tax on it. And it's all legal and above board. And the rich have become super rich using this strategy. If you've come into some money, whether it be inheritance, a promotion, a bonus, whatever it would be, you want to talk to Joe. The worst thing you can do right now is put it all in the bank. That would be the worst place to put it. Some of it for operating capital, yes. The bulk of it, no. This is where you want to talk to Joe and generate some real income. Now, this is not for everybody, but if you have money, you're deciding, what am I going to do with this? You need to get a hold of Joe. Here's how you do it. Go to dhhawk.com. It's one term, one word. DH, and then the word Hawk, dhhawk.com fill out the information sheet, and there'll be a no obligation, we'll answer all your questions with no pressure interview. And they'll see if it's right for you, and they'll tell you if it's not right for you. But if it's right for you, Katie bar the door, you're about ready to step into the land of wealth. My name is Dave Hodges, and I endorse this wholeheartedly. Okay. Wow. We are so betrayed. It's unbelievable. We've covered this in our earlier segments, but let's get to the meat of the matter, shall we? What do you do when your allies and your neighbors betray you? It's kind of like coming home, finding your spouse in bed with your best friend. How horrible is that? Well, we have a lot of that right now. Let me start with a real flagrant example. Since World War II, you go back to your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, we have protected Europe. We not only rescued R Europe from the Nazis, but we've protected Europe from the communists. And what do? They become communists. And what do? They enforce their communist policies on people like Elon Musk, people working out of America with their businesses. But that's not the worst of it. There's this little thing called NATO where we have paid the lion's share to protect Europe. And they think they should dictate terms to us, kind of like the Zionists do. Where do you people get off thinking you can do that? But let me go one step further. We deserve to have a golden dome. We deserve some consideration from the European members of NATO because of Article 5, and they're safe today because of us. Make no mistake about it. The armies of France, if you can call that an army, Germany, Poland, they would be consumed by Russia in weeks. They would lose. Thanks to us, they don't. But what happens? We want to build a golden dome, protect us from nuclear attack. We'd be the primary target in a war because we protect everybody else. But what do the Europeans say? Hell no, you don't get Greenland. In fact, NATO forces even sent some of their troops from the individual countries to so-called protect America from Trump and American military. You know what I said right there? NATO is canceled. You're on your own. Putin, have your way with them. That's what I would have said. Denmark, you hardly contribute to NATO, yet you live under the umbrella of protection that I fund. And yet you say, oh no, we control Greenland. You haven't done a damn thing for Greenland. Why do you hang on to Greenland? They're of no value to you. You're of no value to them. Makes no sense. These are the kind of allies that we have in Europe. But it gets worse. Even closer to home, we have Mexico. Mexico, with all its minerals and its oil and our great economy and our ability to distribute, we should have these interlocking relationships. But no, it's parasitic. It's parasitic. They do export to America. Yeah. It's called our corporations, cars, other products. And the big thing they export to America is the fentanyl that they get from China, our enemy. Thank you very much, Mexico. Thank you very much. And then you pretend you're in this war against the cartel when you're on their payroll. And the cartel is the enemy of every American. They've penetrated into America, as we've talked about. But they are using Mexico as an element of supporting their Chinese friends. China's our enemy. We get no cooperation whatsoever. None. Zero. And it could be a great relationship for both nations, but it's the greed of the leaders that are on the payroll of these organizations, and no doubt being paid by China, that they're not our friend. Now let's go north of the border. We had Trudeau, probably China's best friend in the Western Hemisphere, maybe even more than Cuba. What do we get? Well, we have a huge CHICOM military buildup in British Columbia. That's a direct threat to the United States. We have one in the Sierra Madres in Mexico. We have Mark Carney, who's from the old Bank of London. You think you know what that means economically for America? They don't want the American people to be prosperous. And see, the Canadians are suffering because the ties are being severed between Canada and the US by Mark Carney, and it's deliberate. So you got Trudeau, Mark Carney working in the same direction. People didn't vote for them. How'd they get into office? No Canadian likes these people that I talk to. They hate their government, but they're in charge and they're separating themselves from us. And they have a porous border that'll be worse than Mexico going forward. Now that we've got the southern border closed, the terrorists are coming in from the north. Thank you, Mark Carney, for turning your eyes the other direction. These are the kinds of allies that we have. One, we should leave NATO. Two, we should leave the UN. They vote against American interests all the time. And the UN is made up of 85% of the nations are tin horn dictators. We get nothing from it. We pay for the building. We give them valuable New York land. And we fund most of the UN. Why? So they can cheat us? Take advantage of us? You know, George Washington was right. Avoid foreign entanglements. Avoid foreign entanglements. Had we done that, we wouldn't have had World War I with us involved. We wouldn't have had World War II. We wouldn't have had any of these. Wouldn't have had Vietnam. Wouldn't have had Iraq and Afghanistan. Now we're getting Iran. And we could be getting the Third World War and a Red Dawn invasion to boot. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. It's the brothel that we call Congress. The very people that we elect and we entrust our sovereignty, our laws, our standard of living, our right to have our faith, we entrust these people with that. And they have shit on it, to use a Donald Trump term. And when Donald Trump said America has become a shithole, and he said that when he announced his candidacy for his first term in the presidency, he was absolutely right. Excuse my French, but he's right. And the majority of the blame belongs with your elected representatives. And we're going to walk you through just how bad it is. And then we're going to tell you what I think we ought to do about it. Not that you haven't heard my suggestion before, but maybe in light of these five betrayals that we have itemized today, perhaps you'll decide it's time to act. Again, please share on social media what we do because we're getting no help. So hype us, share us, make sure that you're signing up. Hit the notifications bell if you would too, please. All right, so let's take a look at what we're looking at here. What we're looking at, first of all, is that you better find alternatives for your money. The biggest betrayal is financial. The fact that the Federal Reserve still exists speaks to financial treason. A dollar was worth a dollar in 1913. Today it's worth less than 3 cents. Thank you very much. Congress, where you been? Oh, you're for sale. That's right. Walk in the street and all those little guys drive down the street. Hey, honey, do you need a ride? Yeah, that's Congress. Well, anyway, let me make a suggestion to you. Bitcoin is at not a record low, but it's low. But wait a minute. Trump has two executive orders about it. JP Morgan is storing it up like there's no tomorrow. So are other top banks. What do they know that we don't? What do we know is this price is being artificially suppressed. It is now time to buy. Buy low, go high. Best company to use out there is the one I use, mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. You're going to need it. Protect you from Congress. Let's go through a few things that they have betrayed the American people on. Number one, they're not going to pass the Voter ID Act in the Senate. Wait a minute. Can you imagine? Oh, it's Jim Crow to show an ID. Really? Cop pulls you over. Sir, I clocked you at 12 miles over the limit. May I see your driver's license and registration, please? I'm sorry, officer. That's Jim Crow. You're going to jail. But we use this BS excuse to not ensure the validity of our elections. It's crazy. What are you afraid of, Democrats? Well, we already know. You couldn't get invited to be a trash collector. Not that anything's wrong with trash collectors. You couldn't get elected to head the waste department without help. And you want this help. Voter ID. Nope. And then we have insider trading. Martha Stewart went to prison for it. She didn't do it, but the FBI said she lied about her statements to it, so they sent her to prison, even though they never proved insider trading. But Congress gets knowledge to what business deals are going to be productive, how they're going to progress and make money with these corporations, and all you got to do is know that it's coming and jump on board. If you do that in private life, it's called insider trading. You go to prison. You get up to 10 years for each count. Nancy Pelosi's made $250 million off of this. Why should they be able to do it and it's illegal for you? Aren't these people supposed to be servants of the people? How do you explain Ilhan Omar has $44 million of wealth and she was on welfare when she came here? Someone answer that question for me. I'm tired of people going to Congress to cash in, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're cashing in. They get lifetime health care. Do you get lifetime health care? Do you think they hear, oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Ocasio-Cortez, you can't have that medical treatment. Well, we know your life's in danger, but we call that experimental. So sorry, denied. Do you think they hear that? What do you think their premiums are? Zero. What do you think their copay is? Zero. Do you have that deal? What makes them have the right to have that deal? Nothing, nothing. How many of you have lost or had a loved one suffer because of criminal insurance companies that deny legitimate claims? Okay, you can all put your hands down. It looks like the country's surrendering. It's crazy. And then, of course, we have lifetime retirement. What job can you go to and get elected for one term and have lifetime retirement? None, unless you're in Congress. I thought we fought a revolution to get away from royalty. I guess not. And then we've got the, oh my gosh, the Ukrainian money. And we have people like TPUSA John McGovern, who made double what Charlie made. And he goes to Ukraine all the time, promotes their causes, lobbying for the money. And Congress gives it to Ukraine. While we pay for their retirements, we pay for their health care of their government. And we pay for their kids' college education. They buy homes in America with the money we give them. And it's supposed to just go to the war. No wonder Zelensky doesn't want to end the war. Is this not nuts? This is money we could use on hospitals and schools, improving health care. It's crazy. Then we take a look at the fact that they work against American interests. They send $4 billion, for example, to Israel. Well, we could use that $4 billion here on American infrastructure. Our infrastructure as a first world country absolutely sucks. But that doesn't stop us from giving our money away. Did you see the fraud in USAID when DOGE was actually active? I think they stopped it because they were finding too many things. And some people were saying, hey, wait a minute, we depend on this gravy train and we're in Congress. So we have foreign donations, shouldn't be giving any. How about corporate donations to campaigns? It's for the corporations, by the corporations, of the corporations. It's not for the people and by the people. You don't matter. George Carlin said, it's a big club. You ain't in it. Corporations are, foreign governments, AIPAC, they're in it. You're not. So you pay tax money so these other entities can get rich. You're funding corporate wealth. You're funding foreign aid to foreign countries that should be coming back to you, and you're not getting it. This is why George Washington, and I'll say it again, avoid foreign entanglements. Well, we didn't do a very good job. And then, of course, we tolerate criminality, the Epstein list, the Russian hoax, the Russian collusion delusion. How many people have been prosecuted? That number would be zero. Yes, that number would be zero. How about the Einstein files? How many people have been prosecuted there with the 3 million, right, and these names on it? They're pretty amazing, aren't they? No one's going to jail. It's business as usual. Nothing to see here, folks. Here's how we solve it. It's simple. I'll close with this. Toss them all. We need a website, tossthemall.com. I've given you a lot of material today, and there's a whole lot more. I barely touched the surface, but you could lead the way. Someone out there is going to become a leader. You're going to become famous. Toss them all. And the website would be tossthemall.com. Replace every Republican in the primary. Don't vote for a Democrat. You'll get a communist. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the story of how America became the world's biggest whorehouse.